Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the family with
Hackmaster Ralph David Basham, MD.
Alex Bernard Rasmussen.
Co-host Catherine Brandt.
Andy Bernard.
And Melissa Bernard.
We will be right back. Special guest Jorge Benderski will join us. Pooch Perfect. Upcoming dog grooming competition series premieres Tuesday. Oh, it premiered tonight. It premieres tonight at 8 o'clock.
Nice. I'm going to watch it. I need all the help I can get with dog grooming.
Dude. It's on ABC. We'll be right back. A little schmoozing. Jorge, we got it all covered right up to this.
What is this?
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who have been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Moving soon? Tom Bernard here with my friend John Schwartz, co-owner of AAA Movers, local and family-owned since 1964. John, you and your staff do a lot more than just move.
Tommy, we do. We move residential and commercial, local and long distance. Folks love our decluttering service, especially if you want to stage a home for a sale. We can store your belongings while in between homes, junk hauling with junk luggers, including a service for items you wish to donate to the less fortunate. And if you need to move your car, we do that too. And at a great price.
Can it get any better?
Yes, it can. Mention Tom Bernard or KQ, and you'll receive a free moving box kit with every move. And you'll save $50 off junk removal with junk luggers.
Your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's their price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at aaamovers.com. AAA Movers. You may not move every day, but they do. We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we are.
Sneaking around. I got hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, we're hiding in the shadows. We're sneaking and hiding in the shadows. We're good to go, Andy?
Yep.
I have to read this one line, then I'm going to hand it off to Catherine because she's all whipped up about this. Ladies and gentlemen, Pooch Perfect is the ultimate dog grooming competition.
Ew.
Get it? Ultimate, honey?
I get it.
Love it.
What?
Jorge Benderski, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Jorge?
Hey, it's awesome.
Yes.
Your possum? I'm glad to hear your possum, all right. That's great news. You do pronounce your name Jorge, not George, because I've heard some people that with the Jorge spelling still pronounce it George. You're not one of those.
I know, and I get very annoyed by it. Why do you need to translate my name? I'm like,
I like it, Jorge. Now, Catherine, my lovely wife, is so excited to have you on. She loves it.
I have a Cavalier King Charles. And I know not supposed to groom him, but I have to because he's got like cotton candy hair and it turns into, you have no idea, and the dreadlocks.
It grows in 13 different directions.
You find sticks in his ear that have been there for a week. It's like, how did this get in here? I just don't even know. And now with the pandemic, to get a grooming appointment in Minneapolis here, it's like 3 months out.
Well, but I got good news. You know, I wrote a book that is called Do It Yourself. Dog grooming, and you know, and it's on 6 different languages, and so because yes, through the pandemic, everybody had to learn how to take care of their dog. Mm-hmm. You know, it's and the reality is that I know you haven't told me your dog name. First.
Jude, it's Jude.
Jude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we treat them as members of our family. So it makes nothing but sense that we really take a little time to learn the basics of grooming. You can not only rely on your dog groomer because pandemic happened.
Yeah, pandemic happens.
Yeah, I found that out in the worst way possible. I'm like, I don't even know how many I called. And they're like, 3 months, 4 months, I don't know, maybe never. I need help. Well, I do have a home, you know, one of those, I don't know, I'm sure it's a cheap Walgreens grooming kit thing that I have. I have groomed him, and he usually looks like, What? How would you describe it?
It looks like ragged,
moth-eaten, raggedy. Lots of little razor.
Last time it looked like she took a rake to him.
I know, and I sit there and I work on it, and
I'm sure he still looks cute and adorable.
He's always cute and adorable, no matter how I hack him. But I mean, it's just like I don't understand how this is so hard.
And you know, and I'm glad you say it because after this, but all this time. People had a whole new appreciation from my profession. And let me tell you, once that you start watching Pooch Perfect, you're never leaving the TV. It's the most amazing show. You see how we spend hours scrolling through cute dog videos on our phone? Okay, this show is everything cute. Everything. You have a dog turning to a pumpkin, a dog turning to a fish, a dog turning to a flamingo. I'm like, hey, come on. And I'm like, you mix dogs and Disney and with some very opinionated Argentinian guy there. Okay. And I'm like, come on, you have a hit.
Well, because of this show, I just heard about this, your show, and I'm excited to see it because I'm like I said, I am so pathetic with just the basics. I can't even imagine. How do you do all, do you have like some special mousse products? And do you make like a poodle grow out for a year before you can groom it? How do you even approach making a dog into a goldfish?
Well, yeah. That takes a lot of planning. The dogs that they were used on Pooch Perfect, they were cast months ago.
Okay.
They were vetted because of their temperament, because of their kind of coat. It's like us. Not everybody likes the spotlight. Not everybody likes to be calling attention from everybody.
Right.
Obviously, if you have a shy dog, if you turn it into a pumpkin, he is not going to appreciate all the attention that he's going to get on the street. But if you had a dog that lives for people to look at him and he's just looking for an excuse to wag his tail at anybody, you turn it pink and everybody's going to look at it and the dog is going to love that attention. So it's took a whole lot of testing to find those right dogs. And then the product behind the scenes of what you're going to see on Pooch Perfect is a huge team of all-star pet professionals. I could not believe. I'm like, I will go backstage, and you have celebrity dog trainers, a tons of vets, veterinarians checking, representatives of the Humane Society to be sure the dogs, you know, are comfortable. They created a dog park just for the dogs that I don't even think it was featured on the show, where they have water features, where they have trees, where they have benches. So the dogs were celebrated from backstage to the final results that you're going to see tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC. And it's, like, amazing. The show is done by dog lovers, for dog lovers, and for people that just want to see fun stuff on TV. So it was incredible. And let me tell you, working with Rebel, who is not only, like, a huge international movie star, she is a fourth-generation dog person.
Oh.
Her great grandmother was the founder of the Beagle Club in Australia.
Oh.
Her mother is an internationally recognized dog judge, like an icon in the industry.
Oh.
And Rebel and her family used to sell dog treats at the dog shows when she was a kid.
Oh.
So, you know, and on top of that, she's so funny that I think that every episode has at least 100 dog jokes. It's so, you know, it's like super fun.
Is there...
Then we have Lisa Vanderpump, who,
right.
You know, we know from The Real Housewives, but overall, she is the queen of rescue. She has a rescue center, Vanderpump Dogs, who has placed dogs on over 25. She has found homes for over 2,500 dogs.
Wow.
They have shelters in 7 different countries. So she is the ultimate. The ultimate.
Ultimate.
Yeah, she is the ultimate dog lover. And then Dr. Kali, who she is a vet that specializes in nutrition. So she knows everything about that we are what we eat. So, you know, if you want a dog with gray hair, you need to start with a great nutrition. So Dr. Kali, you know, was a great asset to the job, you know, to the show. So, plus she kept an eye on everybody.
Now, Alex, you have a couple of rescue dogs you should tell Jorge about.
Well, they don't need grooming.
That's true.
Every dog needs grooming.
Wow. Well, I mean, they don't
Jorge.
Need. They don't
groom
need. I.
They need baths.
I bathe
they do
them and I bathe them and I brush them and I file their nails, their toenails. But
do they shed a little bit?
I have one who's a lab corgi, and certain parts of the year he sheds a ton.
He sheds like a maniac.
Yeah, and I have a Furminator thing, and I take layers and layers and layers of hair off of him every spring and fall.
A grocery bag full.
Yeah, I'm
easily.
Not super crazy about the Furminator because you need to be careful not to scratch the skin. That
yeah.
is a tool that needs to be used carefully.
Yes.
But even if you have a Chihuahua, you know, brushing them with a rubber brush, that will make the hair follicles stronger, so that will reduce the shedding.
Mm.
So let's talk about who doesn't need grooming.
I mean, like, hairstyling and being turned into a pumpkin type of thing. Like, they need basic...
No one needs that. That's
just
for fun.
They need basic... Like, I don't need to bring them to a groomer to get or do any sort of dramatic whatever because they have very short hair. And I will say, since COVID, I used to take them to get their nails trimmed, and now I just do it at home because of COVID.
Have you seen those temporary... non-toxic glitter tattoos for dogs?
I have not.
Oh,
wow.
There you go.
Dog,
we'd love to have a tramp stamp.
Your dog dog should get a tramp stamp.
Perfect.
Yes, that's it.
I can see one on May. She could pull off a tramp.
She's a mother of eight.
Let's be honest. Jeez. Andy now is going to find a tramp stamp for Daisy.
Oh, Daisy. Our son Andy and his wife have a...
Oh, she's such a lady.
We have a beagle,
We have a beagle, yep.
She's not a lady.
Poor puppies. Puppies are getting a beating today.
No, but yeah, actually, I did hear about, we had a Furminator, and I did end up taking her to get groomed, just de-shed and brushed and bathed once, and they actually said not to use it because it was literally giving her a haircut underneath.
Correct. It's a blade.
It's like chopping her hair.
Yeah, it's a blade, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just pulling out the undercoat.
No,
it's
like...
That's not what it does.
It helps, but, you know, a regular... slicker brush will do the same trick. Mm-hmm. And what is important is to reactivate the circulation on their skin. So the hair follicles, they will hold the hair longer, you know. And remember, we groom ourselves every single day before we leave our house.
Do we?
It makes
sense.
You take your dog, you know, and before you take your dog out, you say, oh, hold on, let's wait for a second, let's, you know, wipe your face, give you a little brush, and that way the dogs like it, because they connect the brushing before going out as part of the experience. So the same way they're going to get excited when they see the leash, they're going to get excited when they see the brush.
That's a good tip. How about the teeth brushing?
You know, some dogs love it, some dogs hate it.
My dog
hates
it.
Doesn't matter who does it. You know, but now they have food and water additives that you can add, and that helps to keep their teeth clean. And there are some toys. You know, if the dog likes to pull, there are some rope toys that they help to keep. They're basically brushing their teeth when they're playing. So that is good.
I used to have a dog that would throw up every time I tried to brush her teeth. She'd get so upset, she would vomit. I'm like, okay, well.
I know, but tonight, you're not going to see nobody's going to be getting mad about grooming.
No one's going to throw up.
Perfect. It's all about wreck. So you're going to laugh. You're going to get a stomachache from laughing, but you know, it's believe me, and I want you guys to have me back in a few episodes because I want you to tell me how much you love Pooch Perfect.
We will definitely.
I can't wait to watch it. Is there a certain breed that has this show off, likes to be looked at after being turned into a pumpkin temperament? Or is it?
Well, you know, sometimes it's more about the hair type. You know, for more carving of the dog, you need dogs with a curly coat, okay, like poodles. You know, those are usually the ones that you can be more creative. But again, it is something to do on short hair dogs. You do carving, so it is something for everybody. And if it's no hair, there are hair extensions.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, one thing I have to tell you, Jorge, is, and in using the Benderski language here, you talked about coming back on the show in a few episodes. Well, we'd love the opportunity to have you back. Huh? It says
good.
Right
that
here, opportunity.
Awesome.
What did he say? I didn't hear that.
Possum.
That's possum.
Oh, yeah, that's right. After you, it's possum again.
There you go.
Jorge, you're a great guest. You're so always from the time you're a little boy, you just love dogs.
Always. You know, I was a very big baby when my mom was pregnant. So she had to do bed rest most of her pregnancy. And she had a chihuahua that literally lay on top of her stomach, basically me, through the whole pregnancy. So I always say that I grew up with the heartbeat of a dog. I could not identify the difference between my mom's heartbeat and the dog because she was on top of her stomach the 9 months. And my grandmother used to yell, saying like, that kid is going to look like a dog. Look at me now, who is getting a billboard on Times Square.
Oh, God. Ralph, you look sad. Are you thinking of your dog?
Yeah, I'm thinking of my dog.
I bet you are. I saw the look in your face. You love that dog.
Looking at the photos, not a lot of, you know, Malinois or German Shepherds on the show?
No. But they can still, but they're so cute as they are. I'm like, come on. Those dogs are gorgeous. But there is, I'm sure you can put some outfits on it.
Put a few outfits on. I can see Ralph putting
that would make a German Shepherd puke.
No.
I think it's a great idea. I think the whole thing. Oh, by the way, I do need to mention, we've been talking about 8 p.m., but of course it's 7 o'clock Central Time on ABC Network. It's called Pooch Perfect with Jorge Benderski. So I just want to make sure that people in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the entire central United States, it is 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time on ABC Network. And do you run the whole show, Jorge? You just tell everybody what to do?
I run my mouth.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, if you ask my mother, she's telling all her friends, this is my show. I'm like, I keep telling her, I'm like, Ma, I am one of the three judges, plus a movie star. I'm like, but, you know, on her eyes and on my head, half of the time, it is my show. I was the only groomer. Those ladies came after me time after time, but yeah, I'm very opinionated, and I'm, you know, I know what I like.
No, you're a terrific interview, though, Jorge. It's great because you have a lot of enthusiasm. You have a lot to inform people about.
The heart of a chihuahua.
The heart of a chihuahua, you got. That's exactly.
Well, let's just say, like, the heart of a dog. I don't want to be very specific.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I apologize. I went too far.
Yeah.
No, it just
that's TMI.
Exactly. Now, Jorge, I got to say, as I go around the table, first to my left would be Andy and Melissa. They're married, and, you know, I could see the look on there. They're all smiley about their dog, and Catherine's all whipped out about our dog. And
if you saw my dog right now, you'd be horrified. He's got food in his ears.
Food in his ears.
He just got done eating a granola bar.
That is a snack for later. That is a snack for when he's watching snack. The show.
You would say that dog needs to be removed from that owner.
That's not
true. No, but I will send you my book. Everybody needs to look me up on social media. You probably can Google me, Jorge Pooch Perfect. And, you know, because it's a whole lot of fun. And the thing, I am so passionate about it because everybody on this show loves dogs as much as I do. So,
yes.
And hearing you guys get so giggly and excited, that is exactly what we all need. Right now.
No, you're great. Absolutely right, Jorge. I think that's 100%. People need to look at, you know, people, their pets, how their pets are groomed, whatever. They need some distraction, and dogs are so, well, again, I looked at Ralph, you know, Alex had her two dogs, and she was, you know, she's taking care of them, then doing it herself, and then I look at Ralph, and he looks so sad, and I went, how long did you lose your dog?
Oh, it's probably been 7 years.
7 years?
That's or really? Long.
But, but Lindsay still cries about the guinea pig we lost 35 years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, they can capture your hearts.
But that dog was very special to you. And that's the thing about dogs. I look around the table at five people, and they're all very happy or sad.
I know.
Or just very close to their dogs. I think it's wonderful, Jorge.
Dogs are good people.
And the first challenge tonight is about your heart dog. What is your heart dog? Is that dog in your life who really, really never left your heart? You have to see, because this show is not only about dogs. It's about the story of the 10 teams of groomers and their assistants. And it's heartbreak. It's like, it's very deep. It's like the stories and how everybody's journey to get into working with animals, and you have people who came from other countries. You have people. It's really a good story. And most of the producers, they were producers at The Bachelor, so you know they know how to pull the strings to bring the good human story. So believe me, yes, I want you to write, I want your reviews on the show because it's going to be amazing.
Jorge, we're going to reach out to you after a few episodes. We've got to have you back on because I don't think I've ever seen my family so happy talking to a guest.
There you go.
It's absolutely true. Jorge, come back soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Now, tonight, 7 o'clock on ABC Network, Jorge Benderski in Pooch Perfect, the Ultimate Dog Grooming Competition Series.
I can't wait to see it.
What a great guy.
I know.
A lot of enthusiasm.
Well, of course, he's a dog groomer.
Oh, so like celebrity dog groomer.
Anybody with like that loves dogs is usually a pretty good person.
I agree.
That's true. Think so?
Not too many people that are dog lovers that are
that
jerks.
Actually love dogs and don't just use dogs.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah. I suppose the ones that have trained their dogs to kill, not the same.
Yeah, that's probably our good people. Well, Cujo that you had over there.
Cujo.
Cujo.
She was pretty intense.
Oh, she was very intense.
She's very loyal to Lindsay and the family.
But you could brush your teeth with a power toothbrush.
Could you?
Yeah, that's because you didn't give her a choice.
Oh, well,
don't give her an alternate choice.
Jude allows things, but it just, when I try to groom him, he'll keep sitting down and laying down and slumping all over and doing all these antics. It's like,
they don't like the meat flavored toothpaste?
Daisy hates it. She'd vomit every single time. If I gave him the tube of toothpaste, he'd gladly eat it. It's the whole shoving something in the corner of his mouth and trying to get the teeth. That's what he doesn't like.
May used to try to bite my hands when I was first trying to Dremel her, like, you know, just not actually bite them, but she, yeah, just like on my hands when I tried to Dremel her nails. And then she just kept licking them obsessively while I was doing it. Now she just lets me do it.
A lot of it is repetition.
It's just like repetition. So if you continue to brush their teeth, they stop puking.
Bella was a special dog. And she really had horrendous teeth because she was so
She was poorly taken care of.
I don't even say poorly taken care of because she just wasn't taken care of at all. And so she had a ton of teeth removed, and the teeth that she did have were weird. And so I was I'm not even going to try to keep up with this because there's really no point. And then she'd vomit every time.
So. I took you to a dentist that doesn't put them under to clean their teeth.
Yeah, we did that last time.
It works great. Yeah. It's amazing, and they don't have to be put under.
They did it at, like, Petco or something.
Yeah,
right?
We just did it at PetSmart. And
she said,
your dog is perfect with everything we do. And I was like,
Daisy?
So you should be able to brush her teeth, because that's more difficult.
No, yeah, we can.
She's very... She hates it.
Unhappy about it.
The whole time. And she tries to get away, but I can do it.
Yeah, that's
it's
like...
It's just, I don't think I do it as well as, say, a groomer does it.
That's like Birch whenever I bathe him. Like, he lets me do anything to him. I could literally... Yeah. Poke him with a knife, and he'd be like, okay. But he is just, he's shaking the entire time, and his head's all low, and he's like, I'm like, it's a bath. Why are you acting like you're being tortured?
You can poke and prod and push Daisy all you want, and she won't even react. But yeah, certain things, like the drying off after a bath, she really doesn't, like a hair dryer kind of thing.
I just do a towel.
Probably hurts her ears.
We need Jorge's book. Jorge, send in his book. We're good to go. And then we'll have Jorge on again. We'll be right back with the family. Tom here for Shift Real Estate. I met the folks from Shift Real Estate last year on our way to Key West and loved their story. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees because they list for a flat fee of $5,000, and that includes photos, MLS listing, online marketing, and the assistance of a full-time realtor. Tell Shift about your home, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more. Shift Real Estate, the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is the equal opportunity employer.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're just talking about some different things. I looked down at my screen. Remember during his entire 4 years, when CNN would show a picture of Donald Trump, they would try to find the worst picture they could?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, now they're doing it to Biden on Fox. You gotta see his picture. There's a picture of him, and it looks like he's being let in to get shock treatment.
God.
I mean, he's like,
I remember when we first got the ability to stop and start video.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to just stop. Just so we could see people's gross faces.
It was
so hilarious, and that's what they're doing now to politicians for fun.
They've been doing that for years and years and years. What's the point of this bad? We just give them a smiling face. It's our president. Don't put a bad picture out there of our president. Irresponsible. Well, they're not very patriotic.
Either way, actually. Well, remember what they did to OJ when he got arrested? He was like 10 shades darker in all the pictures.
What?
It's like, you remember that?
No.
Yeah, you know, OJ is not really like, you know, whatever, but he's pretty semi-light skin.
Yeah,
to
think.
They showed his arrest picture. I mean, he, honest to God, was like 10 shades darker than he normally is. Like, what the hell is that?
It looked like one of the immigrants from, like, Nigeria or something like that. Some of those fellas, man, you look and you go, their skin is almost, it's a beautiful skin. It's almost blue in color.
Purple.
It's really good looking.
My neighborhood,
good looking guy. Good skin.
Some of the women in my neighborhood, they used to refer to it as purple.
Yeah?
Man, that girl is dark. She's seriously purple. It was phenomenal. It was great. Yeah.
And they do have that skin has just a beautiful texture to it. It is really good looking.
A true story there, baby.
Purple. Excuse me. Allergies hack.
In any case, I don't want to get in an argument about this, but I just noticed one other headline here. Biden administration challenged to justify spending $284,000 per family to shelter migrants in U.S. hotel rooms when our own troops during the Capitol riot were forced to sleep on the floor of a garage.
Troops don't vote blue. Migrants do.
Yeah, well, that's the whole difference. How you vote now makes all the difference in what you're going to get out of life.
They've been running on the campaign that they were going to be the people that were going to be nice to migrants. So, I mean, they have to. They've got so many of them. What are they going to do? I mean, they were just dumping them off at bus stops.
Yeah. No, I just...
Here you go.
I really don't understand why are we tolerating these two parties hating each other so much for the past, I don't know, 40 years?
Because voters hate each other if you voted the wrong way.
They really do, don't they?
It's a new phenomenon.
If you didn't vote the way I did, then I hate you. It's like,
this is terrible.
You've lost. You've become a secular nation.
Yeah, it is a secular nation. You're absolutely right.
You've lost the teachings of most religions to love everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, that's a basic tenet. Most religions, even though you may disagree with that in some cases. No, most of them say you pretty much love each other, tolerate each other. That's part of what life is. And it's a secular nation now. People don't go to church, don't go to synagogue, don't go to mosque. They're just sort of out there, knocking around.
But don't they understand that they're doing this on purpose to keep us apart?
Yep.
They're literally driving us to hate one another. That makes them more powerful. Why do you want to give them that power?
Well, it's the same mindset of sports fanatics.
Yeah, it is.
I could never marry a person that liked the Boston Red Sox.
No, Green Bay Packers.
Or whatever, I mean, it's the same mindset.
You're right.
This is my team, my tribe, this is it, we're the best, and that's it.
My team, my tribe.
Yep.
If you don't belong to the Church of God in Alverton, you're not part of my tribe.
Right.
And that's what I grew up with. It was a fascinating thing to look back on, that it's tribalism. pure and simple. No one wants to use that term in Africa or ever. I think it's a universal term, works very well. It's tribalism.
It sure is.
It is.
Tribalism.
I agree. I know so many people that throughout the last couple of elections, they lost half of their friends because just whoever they voted for, that just pissed off half their friends and they won't even talk to them anymore. I'm like, what? Oh, over a vote?
I have a couple of family members don't talk to me anymore. And I'm pretty middling. I don't get it.
I don't understand how anybody can put this much faith in the government and politicians. We're supposed to be suspicious of them so that they don't take us over and take everything away. And now it's like, oh, we love politicians so much that we'll turn on our friends over a politician who you don't even know.
Yeah. And can't trust.
Yeah.
And shouldn't trust.
Period.
Regardless of where they come from. What their belief, whether they're paranoid right, paranoid left, middle of the road, you cannot trust a politician.
Yep. You should keep an eye
like
on
DJs.
All
you
politicians. Trust them. You cannot implicitly think that they're wonderful human beings.
I want to ask that question again because Andy has the answer to this. We're at today's the day we go over past $29 trillion. Mm-hmm. Today, we went past $29 trillion in debt to the United States. Didn't you call the cutoff about $30 or $31 trillion where we could never pay it back unless we wait for four generations?
Well, let's see. What's our GDP? We're at $29 trillion?
$29 trillion as of today.
Well, that means our debt to GDP is now 138%, which is not, it's very not good.
Very not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no place can sustain an almost 40% loss every year.
Do you think they're doing this on purpose to drive everybody to be poor because poor people all vote the same way?
It could be, yeah.
There has to be some
end game to this. I don't know what it is.
They need to make you reliant on the government so that you'll vote for more government.
That's always worked so well.
If you don't
well
have any
people.
Money or power... And the only power you have is, like, you want health insurance, you go to the government. You want a job, you go to the government. You want money, you go to the government. You're always going to vote for more government.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And they know that.
But don't you, I mean, we all do know that when it does happen, when we cannot recover from this, which we're right there on that precipice now.
Yes,
aren't we?
And are.
Everything
I mean,
collapses.
We're right there now. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, well, you people did it. You're the ones that wanted all the money.
Oh, yeah,
you,
they're going to
voted.
Blame someone.
They're
going to
blame
going
all
to
of us.
Genocide them.
They
That's
are.
How it always goes.
Well, they are, honey. I'm sorry, but this is basically Nazi Germany we're living in right now.
Yeah, it happened in Russia. It happened in Germany. It happened in
China.
The Khmer Rouge did it. China did it.
Yep.
It
happened in
France
Africa multiple times. France did this exact thing.
It's the same. You look at the Louvre.
Yeah.
A lot of people went real hungry and starved and died to make to get the money for that. They mm-hmm. sucked all the money out of that whole country to make
they
the Louvre.
Did. Yeah, they
to
did.
To build that big building, and then their heads ended up in a basket. Eventually, their heads end up in a basket.
Wasn't the Louvre actually a palace at one time?
That's my point.
Yeah.
It was a palace for the king and queen, and they just sucked all the money out and just and built it.
Yeah. And we let them do it. We stand by and let them do it. It just makes no sense to me.
I watched the Da Vinci Code this weekend.
There you go.
In the Louvre, to change the subject entirely.
In the Louvre. We have a call, by the way.
Pardon me.
Who do we have on the phone?
Chris from Fairbanks.
Chris, how's everything in Fairbanks, Chris?
Is it warmer than 32 degrees?
It's still a little cold, but we're getting through it.
Well, it's 32 degrees here with a really high wind, so we're shoulder to shoulder, I bet.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
It's cold there.
What, up here?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's I don't know. In the next few days, they're calling for negative for the low, but it'll get up in the 20s during the day, so that's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah, still colder there. Yeah, still
how long have you been there now?
Yikes.
2011, August.
God, so almost 10 years. So what's the latest with you?
Well, you guys are talking about the national debt, and...
Yes.
About 100, maybe 120 years ago, and this isn't a conspiracy theory. You can look it up. This is a fact. The progressive kind of communist socialist side of things figured out that the best way to destroy a country is to destroy the currency.
Yep, that's true.
And that's what they're doing.
They are destroying the currency, and that latest, after you go in $2 trillion, and then another $2 trillion, and now they want another $3 trillion. We're done. If we do that, we are history. We can't recover from that. Do you think, Chris?
Yeah, as soon as inflation starts hit, it hyperinflation, you're not going to stop that.
Nope.
Unfortunately, for most people, it sucks, but I'm okay. I'm not going to say I'm okay with it, but I work at a gold mine, so that's about the safest industry.
Yeah, that's true. It is. True. You know, there are people now, so, I've had people call into the show, the morning show, and leave me a message that said, oh, yeah, I'm getting deeply, deeply in debt because I'm never going to have to pay it back. Why don't I? They're literally trying to get
smart.
I don't think it is either, but they're literally trying to get ahead of this by getting as much stuff as they possibly can now, so when we all go under, they're not going
to
care.
They'll just take it and give it to somebody exactly. who they like.
But when inflation hits hard, then what happens is you purchased it at a certain level,
right.
you got a certain value, you're going to pay back for with dollars that are worth far, far less
yes.
than what
yeah.
you pay.
Yep.
So it is a good idea to be in debt.
It is. That's what they all say. It's a really good idea to get deeply in debt.
Happens if, say, China buys up all the debt and then says, oh, by the way, you owe us now?
Yeah, and we're going
They're not going to be quite as nice about it. Here's the
biggest misconception about our national debt, though. China doesn't hold a whole lot of the total. They don't hold a very high percentage.
No, they don't.
The most, by far, the highest percentage is the American taxpayer.
Yep.
The Federal Reserve can counterfeit as much money as they want, and we're on the hook for it.
Isn't it just amazing that we are standing by watching them destroy this country? And they are, and I hate to say it, because I fought it for a long time, but I am now, with this $3 trillion, I'm convinced they want to destroy this country. Because it gives them more power.
It's highly unlikely that I pull this off, but I ran for local office last year, I'm going to run again this year, and if I do something, it just pay attention to Fairbanks, North Star Borough. There's going to be something happening up here this fall.
I love it. Well, stay in touch. I'd love to hear what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks for the call, sir.
Bye.
10 years he's been up there now, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah, I really, after watching that series about money and the Fed and how all of this is turned around and all this kind of stuff, I don't understand. We have a currency that's backed by nothing now.
Yes, we do.
We always have.
Most people do now.
Well, it used to be gold-backed.
For a short time, yeah. The very first currency we had here, was it, what, Thomas Jefferson? Was it Hamilton? Who was it that started the bank? He owned a bank where you could deposit your money, but he never put any of his own money into it. The bank was backed by nothing, just like it will be in the future. It's always been this way, that the ultra-wealthy pretend, oh, I've got a bank. Of course, I didn't put any of my own money in it, so it's got no money in it. But as soon as you put your money in it, and I start using that, and pay you this minute amount of interest, now we're cooking. So they're making all the money. It's just disgusting.
I know. I just don't understand what's going to happen. That's why it's just interesting to see how people are doing the altcoin thing.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well.
That's
money
even
is nothing.
It's even less backed.
Well,
exactly.
So no, it's not less backed because there's
well,
nothing
that's true. There's
backing
nothing
it.
There. Yeah, that's true.
All the government has to do is start printing money wildly, which they did for the stimulus, which they are doing, and then they're going to like he said, we'll have hyperinflation, and then money will be worth less and less and less, and it's worth less and less all the time.
Oh, it's sad how little our dollar is worth now. People don't even carry $1 bills anymore. Did you know that?
I have $1 bills.
I know, but people don't carry.
Barely ever carry cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Most people don't even carry cash.
No. Yeah. I don't use.
I usually have like a 20.
Just for. I used to always carry around like $300, and it seemed like $300 to get me through a week of paying for things for cash because I didn't want to put small things on my credit card. I didn't want to do $5.
Why not?
I don't know. It just seemed like why not? I just didn't like doing it.
All the time. Just boom, done.
Well, now I'm like that. Now I pay for everything with a credit card.
Yeah.
So
you got Apple Pay?
No.
Oh, there's a powerful thing.
I don't want them tracking me any more than they already are.
They already
They don't need every bit of my information.
They already have it.
They already have it. Sucking up information off that silly phone of yours like no tomorrow.
Every time you
pay for something on your phone.
Yep.
Like on a website, you got it.
I know.
So what's
she goes? I know.
So what's with
I'm resisting Apple Pay.
I go up. So there's a new restaurant opening in Wayzata, and they have an outside window. So the outside window, they had a big pile of bread stand there. And I go in, they say, oh, we're not open. And I go, we got bread out here. I'd just like to buy a loaf of bread. So we can't sell you a loaf of bread. I said, well, because it's a private opening, we're not open. And I said, well, you got all this bread here. I just want to buy a loaf of bread. You know, they said, oh, we can't sell you a loaf.
I want to give you money.
We can't sell you a loaf of bread. I said, oh, okay.
Then just give it to me.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say. Well, you know, why didn't they just give it to you? It looks like they were making the bread. It looked like it was really, really, really good bread. It was an incredible product. I said, geez, I'd like to taste that because I want to see what,
right.
You know. No. Oh, no, we couldn't do that. So I walked past a few days later. Now, this is another, Lindsay may have told you. I walked past a few days later, and front window's open. I am outside, and I say, I mean, those cannolis. They have these really little cannolis. It looks like they were making them there. Fields were cut. And I said, well, you got pistachios in those? He says, no, we have pepitos. And I go, I said, okay, I'll try it. Maybe the cultural little variation that they're putting on. I have no problem. So I said, how many you got? I said, I got four. I'll take four. I'll take those four cannolis you got. Okay. I reach in my pocket to bring out cash.
Nope.
First words out of her mouth. What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? And I said, I want cannolis. What do you want my name for? I need your name and telephone number.
Oh, God. Oh,
contact.
I know
what.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. Was that or was... I don't know. And I thought to myself...
It's a COVID thing.
But I was outside. I'm buying some cannolis.
Any time that ever or near anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even about COVID now. They're tracking... Yeah. So they're doing it the wrong way. But, like, the Container Store, when somebody returns and we have to give cash, we actually have to take their phone number and name, because in case they are involved in fraud.
Okay, well, that's
so. Anytime we give cash,
well, fraud makes sense.
Any amount of cash, like if it's a $10 item,
there is a lot of returning fraud.
There's a lot of returning fraud.
That makes sense,
especially when it's cash.
That makes sense, but okay.
But it sounds like they're doing it in reverse.
So who's the idiot here? So someone's stupid here. So, are you stupid, thinking that you are always getting correct information?
Right.
Yeah.
Or
am I stupid?
Right.
Yeah. Going to give you this information so you can pester me the rest of my life on my cell phone or something like that. So I said, okay, my name is Jim Smith.
Mm-hmm.
My number, telephone number is 111 222-3334. You know, I'm done.
Yeah, you go, what's your phone number? 1-800 cars for kids.
877.
No, I actually whenever I do a transaction like that, mm-hmm. I go, I don't know why we do this. You could just give me the wrong information,
exactly.
But I have to take it. And then they go, oh, it's okay, I understand.
Well, couldn't you just say, I'm not telling you that?
Oh, then,
yeah, what if I say
then
no?
You don't get the cannoli.
Then you don't get your cash.
Yeah, no, the store doesn't have to accept a return.
We don't have to.
Eight five seven six three zero nine.
Well, but I'm just wondering, because it's like there are stores, you know, that they always want your name and email for their rewards list or whatever, and I say no thanks.
No, you can say no to that, but for a return,
they are selling that information. Right into the system. They're selling those names and match with telephone numbers right into the market.
We're such a bunch of sheep.
Yeah.
I had a roommate back when I was at Brown Institute, and I think it was Northwest Airlines, but I can't remember for sure. But he's dialing this number. I said, what are you doing? He goes, nothing. So the person answers the phone, and he goes, 800-325-3535. And he just kept singing it over and over and over to the operator because it was their TV jingle. They would say, 800-325-3535. So he would call them and annoy the piss out of them by singing their own jingle back to them. I thought it was hilarious.
Sounds like someone has way too much time on his
hands. Well, that's true. Sheraton Hotel Radio.
Oh, Sheraton. That's what it was.
Hotel Radio commercial. Ado, I wonder if I can play it here.
Does it? Is it? They still use it?
This winter, Sheraton offers.
Yep. Oh, this is it.
Summer happen. It's happening right now at the Sheraton British Colonial in Nassau. At the Aruba Sheraton Hotel and Casino. At the Sheraton Kingston in Jamaica. At the Makuto Sheraton on the coast of Venezuela.
It's going to be up to a minute.
Exciting Puerto Rico Sheraton. This winter, why not skip winter? Skip to Sheraton in the Caribbean by calling.
I've remembered it like 40 years
jingles
later.
Jingles do stay in your memory a long time.
Yes, they do.
Is that some sort of filter on his voice, or is it just coming off of tape?
No, he's doing this. He's talking like this. That's why he sounds like that. Let me just tell you, if you stayed at the Sheraton, you'd be very happy. I want you to know.
That was very cool on the radio 40 years ago.
Oh, it was. Oh, God, yes. Oh, man. Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was a... I don't know why people... Why that whole puking thing? We've only got 2 minutes, so I got to tell the story. Should I tell a story about Magic City? I told you, didn't I? About the convention? City.
Yes.
There's a show. It was on Starz TV back then.
Basically
in,
porno.
Well, yeah. That's the nudity. You literally go, okay, I've seen enough pubic hair. Could you move on? Jesus.
It is kind of how TV is getting, isn't it?
Yeah,
well,
it really is.
That was like, when was that?
10 years ago. 8 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it was really bad about 10 years ago.
Well, as soon as Game of Thrones came on the air, everyone was like, I'm getting in on this.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I'm watching the episode. Jeffrey Dean Morgan owns a hotel called the Miramar Playa down in Miami. He's in cahoots with the mob, Ben Diamond, Ben the Butcher. Right? So Jeffrey Dean Morgan's son comes in and goes, Dad, this is the greatest. I'm booking this. 2,000 people are going to come to our hotel in July. I mean, we don't, what do we book?
In Miami.
In Miami in July, right? So he's like, we're getting them all booked in. There's 2,000 people are going to come. It's going to be the greatest convention of all time in July, Dad. He goes, oh, God, that's great news. So then he says, so what company is it? He goes, well, it's not a company. He tells him what it is. And Jeffrey D. Morgan goes, there's no goddamn way you're bringing those people to my hotel. I'm not letting them in. There'll be puke on the carpet. There'll be puke in my swimming pool. I'm not having it. They're not coming here. Forget it. You know who is coming? 2,000 of them? Disc jockeys.
I say close down the country.
Now, here's the best part. Not enough for Tommy that it was just disc jockeys that are the worst human beings on earth. But the one record guy who shows up was the Capitol Records rep, which is what I was. I was like, oh, great. I'm a puke on both sides of it. Oh, my God, did I laugh about that.
That's 2,000 disc jockeys.
And by the way, they did come, and they did end up killing a woman.
See?
In the hotel. And they were having a, I don't want to say this in front of Melissa and Alex, never mind. They were, okay, block your ears.
Oh, for God's sakes, they're grown-ups.
But Mom can hear it.
Mom's old enough to hear it.
It's just us.
Okay, I'll look down at my computer so I don't have to make eye contact. The woman died during a cunnilingus contest.
Oh, my God. Oh, that does sound like something DJs would do.
That's exactly why I even bring it up, because that is a disc jockey thing to do.
How do you die from that, though?
Well, because they drugged them all. So they would they drugged all the women.
Oh,
and one of them died of drug overdose.
Why did they drug them? What?
So they'd cooperate.
What?
Well, that's just what people did.
Can't they just pay them enough money so they'll cooperate?
That sounds like sex slavery.
It's a family show. Here. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it. A hell of a show today. I really enjoyed the show today. And the enthusiasm of having Jorge on, I thought, was terrific.
Now I'm looking at Jude. I got to get you.
Jude, we got to get you
brushing.
All
you need
tuned up.
You got all sorts of problems
happening. Yes.
All right, behave, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.
Bye-bye.